Hey, Austin?
Yeah.
Hey, Austin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I'm above dirt and vertical. That's all I ask for.
Yep. Pretty much all you can do.
Yeah, really. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, how does it exactly work? Just like a Google search, kind of like if you looked up excavating near me or something like that?
Exactly. Yeah.
That how?
So, yeah, excavating would just be one of your keywords, but we list you on the first page for up to 15 different keywords. So that won't be the only thing we have you up there for. We want to kind of cast a net. That way you have as many job opportunities coming in as possible. So we want to have you up there for like grading, resloping, land clearing, and cover all your bases. We'll customize it for you. So that way when the calls come in, they're qualified.
Okay.
Yep. And then, have you ever seen that map with the three guys next to it that pops up there on the first page?
I honestly
Pizza.
don't pay too much attention when I do that stuff.
Okay. I mean, even if you looked at pizza, the search results page is kind of the same for every industry, every search you do. You know, you get a couple of guys, they'll show up at the top, says sponsored, and then under that, there's like a map, and then there's three top recommended guys with little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. But that's where we're placing you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's called the Google Places placement. And the reason you want to be there is 90% of the time when people search on Google, they actually pick from those guys. So there's a lot of value to that. We're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody and hire them to come out.
Yeah, yep,
Yeah.
I understand that.
Sure you can see the value in that. Do you have a website at all?
No, the only thing I've done is Facebook. You know, made like a page for it and stuff.
Okay. Are you doing Facebook ads or is it just like a Facebook business profile?
Just a profile. I was gonna do the ads, but it cost something, and I was like, not right now.
Yeah, they could be a little pricey with the ads. We actually have a package though that comes with first page placement on Google, obviously. That's our main product, but it comes with some Facebook ads and we would also build you your own .com site where we like purchase a domain. We have a graphic design team in-house that'll build and customize the site for you, and then we host it and we have it attached to your placement on Google, to that Facebook page, and they can kind of use that as a reference point just to kind of help bring in as much job opportunity as possible.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that sounds pretty nice.
the name of the game for us really isn't just having you on the first page. We're a Google partner and a full service digital branding company, so we do everything month to month and we try to use all the tools we can to get you as many jobs as possible each month. So that way you keep using our services. So there's other things we do outside of just the first page placement, but that's usually the most profitable and brings the most value to your company. We also would put you on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'd be on the first page of Bing also. Because Bing pulls from Google's top guys in that Google Places section for their top five. So, you know, we really be covering all your bases online. But the beauty of it is it's a flat monthly rate and you don't have any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. So you don't have any like surprise bills that'll pop up on you. It's just a one-time payment each month and then all the clients can just call you directly from the listings that we create.
Gotcha.
Okay. So normally for this package for an excavating contractor, this is covering majority of Ohio. You're normally looking at $499 month to month with all those products and features. But what I was thinking I could do for you, Austin, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could apply a new in business credit to the listing and it'll reduce the rate by 50%. It'll drop the pricing down to just $249 month to month.
So is that every month? Does that go up, or would that just stay 249?
No, we would lock you in. So it'll just stay $249 month to month as long as you choose to remain with us each month.
Alrighty. It does sound all good.
Yeah, the website alone is usually going to run you about 3 times or 3 months cost for what I've just quoted you. But, you know, like I said, the website's included in the package. And, you know, I'm pretty sure with the first job we bring you each month, it's going to offset the cost of the campaign. I mean, excavation jobs are running like 1200 plus. I've been seeing them at like 1200 on the low end just to get some equipment out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you talk about how, you know, that spot gets taken a lot too and stuff.
Yeah, there's only three guys that show. That's what makes it so beneficial. On that first page is the top recommended option. And yeah, she's right. We only have one spot open. So once we fill that, we close it out and, we just, you know, we're obligated to just stick with those guys that we have until another spot opens up. So they gotta like either discontinue their placement or relocate to another area. The last time we had an opening was about 9 months ago. So it's a long time before you were even in business.
Sounds like a tight thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You don't have a problem spending that dollar, you know? If you think about $249 and then to show you a 10-to-1 return on investment, I mean, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you in order for you to make $2,500 in a month? You know, it's not very much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one a week, and you'd be profitable.
I'd have 50 in one job, honestly.
Yeah, I see ones like that all the time on a regular basis, so it's, you know, that's how we keep our clients coming back. It's just, this guy actually wasn't even trying to cancel his listing. He's just relocated. So we had to do like a different PIN verification, and this is technically not his service area anymore. So we have him on a waiting list for a different territory, but that's pretty much how this one opened up today.
Yeah. It definitely sounds good to me. When do you want that payment?
We would have to secure it. Yeah, so I'll literally create your account right now, and I'll send you confirmation for the placement. I'll send you everything in writing and a receipt, so you could write it off as a business expense later, because you actually can write this off on your taxes as business expense, as a Google advertising. So I'll send you everything right now and create the account, and then we'll do a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And that's when we'll sit down with you and we'll interview you. So we'll go over like the services you offer, the area you cover, and we'll get started on your website.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Do I have to make the payment over the phone or is it on that thing you send me?
Yeah, I would secure it with you, but don't worry. We use VeriSign. So it's like once I put it in there, it kind of deletes all the information and it sets it up to auto bill. So that way it's just in the machine. Nobody will actually have your billing information.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, Austin, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this phone number is the only one that's good
for. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'll repeat it back to you. 937-779-9464.
Yep, that's it.
All right. And what's your last name, Austin?
It's Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N.
Okay, and then I also need a business email address or personal email address where I can send you the receipt and everything in writing.
Yep, it's afbexcavating.llc@gmail.com.
Okay, and Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. And that's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
206 Bradley Lane. Yep, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y Lane.
Okay, I found it. West Union, 45693.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And you can have the address hidden or displayed. It's up to you.
What would display do? Just like show exactly where it's at, or?
Yeah, if you display it, it's gonna have, like the actual street address on there. If I hide it, it'll just say city, state, and zip.
We can just, do the hiding.
Yeah, cause you go to them, they're not coming to you, so I kinda, that's why I kinda threw it out there. just as an option for you.
If I had my own little shop, you know, somewhere, I wouldn't care as much, you know. But.
Yeah, or if you do open one up later, you know, we could always do the repin verification and then we could start listing it, so. But since you're doing it from home, I think it's best to just do it this way and hide it. You don't want somebody showing up at your doorstep uninvited. That'd be awkward.
It'd be kind of, yeah, it'd be pretty awkward.
It's a good way to get shot.
It's a great way.
Basically, right?
I guess I asked. That's a great way.
Yeah, I'm pro Second Amendment, so I'm not trying to get you into anything, you know?
On with pro guns, yeah.
Yeah. The second they take our guns away, we're in trouble.
Where are you guys from? It said Ripley, but I don't know.
Oh, no. So we have locations all over the states. Tara handles a lot of the stuff in Ohio, the rep that you talked to originally. Our main locations are in California, though. We're right next to the Google headquarters. Those are our main buildings.
Yeah, you guys ain't close to me at all.
Oh, yeah. We're all over. They have some offices and locations in Ohio. We're a pretty big company. Been around since 2004, so they have multiple locations. And they like having a headquarters in each state, kind of oversee the listings for each business owner in each state.
There you go. I guess I'm just a lucky guy. Find a spot.
Well, so I'll be honest with you. Like when we get these qualified candidates lists from Google, we see that you're doing other things, like Home Advisor by Angie's List, stuff like that. I tell my reps to call you guys first because they're getting their leads from Google and then they're reselling the leads to you, but they sell the lead to like three or four other people and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So it's like you're already buying Google leads. It's just you're paying way more than you should for them and you're getting a lot less opportunity for your money. So it's usually not a conversation about you spending more money. We're actually going to save you money and put you in position to get more clients. And so we prefer to talk to those guys first. So honestly, if you hadn't done that, we probably wouldn't be calling you first without any kind of like, you don't even have a verified Google business profile or anything, you know, you're basically a brand new business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say use that as your long-term marketing solution once we have this all up and running, but it's definitely a good stepping stone in getting your business name out there and made you available for the opportunity. So that's always good.
That's what I want, better the business, you know? I mean, that's what everybody wants, I think.
Yeah, there's no better way to do it than this. I mean, we'll build up that pipeline for you so you always have leads and job opportunities to work or reach out to. And then, you know, obviously, once you expand the business, then things just get easier and bigger from there. But if it does get overwhelming, you could always let us know. We could shrink the service area or kind of stagger things by rotating the listings here and there. Sometimes people do that. Like they get overwhelmed or they get booked out for a couple months and they're like, hey, can you slow down the call? So just let us know if that becomes an issue. You could always call in. If you want to add an extra service or keyword or change something on your website, we'll walk you through all of it. It's like your one-stop shop for all your online listings.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I do 7 a.m. through 6 p.m.
7 to 6. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Saturday. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay, good man. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't know about card because I don't know how that works. I would have to buy card, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So I could put cash and check, but what about like Venmo, Zelle, Cash App? You do anything like that?
I got Cash App and Venmo. I think
Cash App and Venmo. Okay. Zelle usually goes through like a banking app if you have like Bank of America or something like that.
Okay, that's called Zelle. I don't have Venmo. It's called Zelle.
Yeah, Venmo is its own app, and they like charge you like a fee to transfer your money through. So basically just Cash App and Zelle?
Cash App, but not.
Not Venmo. I gotcha. Okay, so Cash Check. Go Cash App and Zelle. All right. So I have your business profile created. What would be the best time for us to do a client interview with you?
Later on today, probably. Like, I don't know how late you guys open these are.
It looks like our last available slot today. Let's see here. I have a spot open between 5 and 6.
Yeah, that'll work.
Think that'll work? Get everything rolling real quick? Yeah. All right.
Yep.
All right. So I'll lock you in for the 5 to 6 o'clock slot right now. Give me 1 second. And then I'll send the profile down to them, and then they'll circle back with you here. It'll be about an hour. All right, and they're going to send you a calendar invitation to that. I'll call you first, and I'll introduce you to the client interview technician because it is in a separate department within our company. It's another rep that's going to walk you through that, but
okay.
I'll call you first, give you a heads up, let you know what's going on. I'll introduce you to them. All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
With a Visa or a credit card.
Okay. Is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Just my name.
Okay. So just your name. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that Visa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep. 5178.
5178.
Yep. 0591.
0591.
Yep. 5415.
5415.
Yep. 4489.
4489. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
6/25.
6/25, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 313.
313. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement since I gave you this discounted pricing structure, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, Austin, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of payment with your business today, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Austin. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
The AFB Excavating.
LLC, right?
Yep, LLC.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
It's Austin Baldwin, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything that you're already using, Austin. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything online, just double check that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay, so like Angie's List?
Yeah, we already know about that. You could keep doing that if you want, but, you know, this is more so just, like, pertaining to, like, we don't want you to have 2 Google business profiles, 2 websites floating around. 2 Yelp listings, and if the information doesn't match up, Google will actually suspend all of the listings until we can verify what's what. That way they make sure they're not giving people, like, wrong information or anything like that.
Okay.
So yeah, we're just saying like after today, right? We know what you have now, but like after today, if you're going to add some stuff online, which you really shouldn't need, I tried to cover all your bases, but if you are going to add something, just double check, that we're not, paying for something you don't have to be paying for or duplicating anything that we already created for you.
Okay.
All right.
So pretty much all the stuff you guys do or AngieList, it's the same thing, pretty much almost.
No, not at all. They're their own thing. So all AngieList does is put you on their site, and then they put themselves on Google in order to get leads, but they sell the leads to you individually. We're actually creating like your own website, your own Google business profile. You know how you created your own Facebook page? It's like that. Like you have your own listing for Google, for Bing. You have your own .com site we create. You know, we're going to run ads through your Facebook. We're going to create Yelp and Yellow Pages and the Amazon Alexa voice search results and Thumbtack. So, you know, we're creating all those things. We just don't want you to like sign up for another service that's going to create those. So like if Yelp calls you tomorrow or Yellow Pages calls you tomorrow, or, if you get a promotion for Amazon Alexa voice search results, you know, we already have that done for you. So you don't want to capitalize on those things and pay for it because they're just going to create two of them. And it's going to cause a discrepancy. It'll actually hurt you more than it'll benefit you, and it'll cost you money, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I'm getting at. And then if you're ever not sure, you could always just double-check with us, you know, just call in.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and personal preference, do you think, like, having AngieList would be useful right now, or should I just cancel?
I mean, it's not a bad idea if you want to hang on to it for a little bit, just until we get everything up and running. You still got to build the site, do your Google verification. We got some work we got to do here. But once this is up and running to its max capacity, then I don't think you're going to want to keep buying leads if you're generating leads regularly off Google.
Yeah, I mean, I just started that like a couple of days ago. So honestly, it's like I haven't done nothing with it.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, Google doesn't want me to tell you to like cancel them and go with us. You know, they don't like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, especially on a recorded line. They're just like, no, that's a no-no. But,
hey, you got my number anyway, so.
Yeah. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing for your initial payment will be charged today, or the transaction for your initial payment will be charged today. It's July 11th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249. And then I waived all setup fees, and I've locked you in at this rate. So it's set up to auto-renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. Okay?
All right.
All right. And then it says in the fine print, Austin, you can discontinue or cancel our services at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so that way we could stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says,
okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get three different text messages from our company. Okay. One's going to be an outline of the agreement, or it's going to be a link to the outline of the agreement, and you got to sign off on that.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a Google verification form. You're going to want to fill that out, send that in as well. And then there's a username and a password for your tracking system, and I'll have a link to the tracking system, so that way you could actually track all your leads that you're getting from us.
Okay, yep.
All right. Oh, your payment declined. It said insufficient funds.
Insufficient? I have to look at that.
It might not be because there's not money in there. It could be because of, well, no, it says insufficient funds. But they might have sent you a notification maybe, like a security notification.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to authorize the transaction maybe before we process it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's weird. The notification it gave, it says insufficient funds, retry after 10 days. That's weird.
After 10 days?
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate, though. Did you get any kind of notification from your bank?
Uh, No. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay. You not have 249 in there?
I should have it, but...
Yeah, you got to be careful, though. If you just signed up for Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, I talked to a guy last week who they didn't even tell him that they were going to charge him, and then they charged him like $750.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, without telling him. Like, he didn't authorize it. But I was telling him, I was like, why did you even give them your billing information? Because once you give them your billing information, then they can start running payments, you know?
So, yeah. Yep.
He wasn't ready for it, and they just kind of went ahead and launched the campaign anyway because he gave them the billing information. But, yeah, the notifications are pretty clear. We use VeriSign, like Amazon or eBay. It's the same merchant processing to run the payments. And so it's usually pretty clear with us about what the reasons are. This one's just saying, like, insufficient funds. So it kind of looks like you don't have the 249 in there at this moment.
Yeah, I'll look at that. Kind of all to do. I'm trying to help. You know, I'm at work, too.
Gotcha. Well, this is the last part of it. Like, I've already scheduled the client interview, notified Google that you're gonna get that spot, and we sent out the PIN verification letter already in the mail. Is there any way we could just verify this transaction real quick, and then we're basically good to go until the client interview at 5?
Yep, I'll look into that.
Okay. Let me know when it's ready, and then I'll try to reprocess it again.
You try it again. It did pop up on my thing. I had to open the app.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. Usually you just have to authorize it because it either tells us like insufficient funds or it's the security code. That's pretty much it. Okay. I'm going to try to rerun it right now. Okay. Yeah, the payment cleared, Austin.
Alrighty, sounds
good. Alright, quick fix. So there's going to be 3 texts that'll come through, and then I also am sending over my direct number and extension, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always call into me directly, but I'll let you get back to work right now. We're going to circle back with you in a little less than an hour, or at the top of the hour, to do that client interview, okay, at 5.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Alright, bud, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for signing up, and welcome aboard.
Yep, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.